depend on what's going on around me.
Tell it.
But we serve a mighty God that has His children in His hands, and He takes good care. He's got good record of taking care of His children, and I so appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Thankful for the presence of the Lord we've already felt in this place, and I'm so thankful for the word that we've heard this week.
Amen.
You know, Anthony, Pastor Anthony, he's my husband, but I just feed off of the word of God that he ministers, and it just blesses my heart. For that, I'm grateful. So, see. Sister Betty Jean Robinson, she wrote this song many years ago, and it touched my heart, and it touches my heart every time I hear it. So. I read in the paper, another earthquake has tore the land, and famine, it's out of control. Oh, there's fighting and dying, and there's sin on every hand. And where it ends, the minds of men, well, they don't know. But God's got everything under His control. Yes, He does, 'cause He's still God, and He's in charge of His own. And I can sleep like a baby, for I have His peace in my soul. For God has everything under His control. I know your valley may be dark, and that mountain oh so high, and you may come to the end of your look up, oh, to Jesus, He's still standing close by, and He has everything under His control. Yes, God's got everything under His control. Yes, He does, 'cause He's still God, and He's in charge of His own. And I can sleep like a baby, 'cause I have His peace in my soul. God has everything under His control. You know, in a world where there's turmoil, right in the middle of the storm, we can rest in Jesus, knowing that His eyes are on the righteous, and He has that ear that He bends down real close to a broken and a contrite heart, that He wants to hear what you have to say, and He just draws nigh to you when you're broken. So remember, call on Him. He's got everything in your life under control when you have given your life to Him. He takes great notice of that, and you're His child. I just love Him. I appreciate all He does for me. I just appreciate Jesus.
Appreciate my Sheila. Appreciate her love for the Lord and her kindness and faithfulness. And I've seen the Lord honor my life. If you'll be faithful, the Lord will just honor it. If you'll just be faithful, the Lord will just honor it. My little Sheila, she just drug her all over the country. We've slept her. You're so kind to us here. We've slept her everywhere. I remember we were headed to Arkansas to preach. Little brother called and said, "Would you come preach for us, Brother Wynn?" And we pulled up in their yard, and the pastors have battles too, and this precious man was just one of the toughest storms. It's just thing about walking away from God in the ministry. And when I pulled in the yard, I felt it. And he had the little evangelist quarter he's going to put us in, and they started getting dogs out of it. And we stayed there for 3 days, and I think we picked 130-some ticks off of our little boys. And the little preacher, just his spirit was so broken. And that was back in those days, one of the few times that I had a credit card with me or something, could have rented a room. But the Lord spoke to me, said, if you don't work with this man, you can't help him. And I'd get a man, we'd get out and run around the day, and I'd let my kids sleep there. And that third night, heaven came down. That little preacher come to me crying. He said, Brother Wynn, I'm sorry I ain't been good to you. He said, I ain't been good to nobody. He said, I've been mad at God. I'm having home trouble, church trouble. And he said, everything's turned around. And so little Sheila, she just stood with me and stuck by me, and she's been so kind. But in the last few years, her little mama in 89 was dying with cancer, lost, and I seen the Lord save her mom that year and heal her. Her mama's still alive. And in the, hallelujah, hallelujah. Her little mom's a shut-in, and we've got the TV broadcast. We're in that area now in Harlan, Everett, Kentucky, and Pennington Gap, Virginia. And her little mom, they watch the program. It comes on of a day on Wednesday and Thursday. And so now they've got them a DVD, and we'll send them a DVD, and they have her little Sunday morning, just the two of them. So I was kidding them here a while back. I said, won't you pray about starting a Wednesday night service? I'll send you an extra DVD. So they started a Wednesday night service, and we'll talk to them about starting a Sunday night service. But the Lord just, and when Sheila's mom started getting excited in the Lord, she had her little old aunt Deed, and Deed had never lived for the Lord. And about 2 years ago, we were headed to Ohio to preach in a rainstorm. We had to get away up in Ohio, and going through London, Kentucky, Spirit of the Lord fell and just spoke to me, and Sheila said, it's time for her to stop and witness to her aunt Deed. About 67 years old. We went there, and we found her little apartment. We went in, and her little health is broken. She's lost, and we stayed a while. The Spirit of the Lord fell just real gentle, and one of us said to her, said, Deed, the enemy's lied to you and said that he told you you wouldn't live for the Lord when you was young, and now that your health is not good, the Lord don't want you. I said, that's a lie. I said, Jesus loves you. She began to weep. She said, well, he still loved me. I said, dude, he loves you. Conviction fell, and we had one of the prettiest 20-minute revivals. Hallelujah. 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 She wept her way to the Lord, give her heart to Jesus. We're preaching right out of Washington, D.C. about 4 months later, and the phone rings, and they said that Deep fell asleep on this side and woke up on the other side. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Her other aunt, little Bane, she hadn't lived for the Lord, and Sheila kept praying and praying, and her sons had been in and out of prison, and through Sheila's little old prayers, her aunt's living for the Lord now. Son, he's out of prison. He's been in church 3 years living for the Lord. Friend, if you'll just pray and be faithful, hallelujah. If you'll be faithful, hallelujah. Let them have their jets and our planes and their yacht. Lord, give me my family. Let me win my family. Give me a soul. Give me revival. Touch hearts and change lives. Set somebody free. Amen. I've so enjoyed being here. Would you give your pastor's pen? Would you give them a hand clap? Brother Eddie, just love you. Love your heart. Your kindness. Love the Lord. I love the Lord. Pastor, thank you for being here. You folks just sing wonderful. Revival, that the Lord had moved, that he would help us. My son said, please, Oasis Ministry, if you have Facebook, he said, please like us on Facebook. So if anybody talks to Micah, you can tell him Dad told you. So, but I'm glad to be here. My oldest son, John, but Eddie, if John walked in this service, and you're up here playing your guitar, I'd walk in here and I'd see, he'd say, what do you see? I say, well, I see Brother Eddie playing his guitar, and I see the beautiful banners and all. John Mark would come in that door. He'd say, I see Penny on the piano. When John looks at a scripture, he looks at it right opposite to me. And so after listening to my son preach for a while, he's got me digging and studying. Instead of just preaching a sermon, and I've so enjoyed being here, if I could invite you into one of my personal Bible studies. But I've been praying for my son John, and he's on my heart, and I've been reading scriptures, and I dug in, and I remember I like my little iPad. Sheila can be asleep 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I can reach over and get it and read, and don't have to turn all the lights on. And I remember I got it, and I'm reading in Matthew 13:44, and I'm thinking of John, and I'm all this is going through my mind, and I begin to read and dig into it, and I want to take a few minutes to share with you tonight. But one more time, would you turn around and just shake hands with somebody and thank them for being here? Amen, amen. What an honor. Newlyweds in the house tonight. What just they just don't know just a sweet presence in this house. Hallelujah. I want to read three scriptures for a text tonight. If you have your Bibles, the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter, 44, 45, and 46. And I do thank you for allowing Sheila and I to be here. Matthew, the 13th chapter, 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, that when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof he goeth and selleth all that he hath, and he buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking godly pearls. When he hath found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Lord, anoint me as thy servant. Just tonight in thy name we pray. You could be seated. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like to a treasure hidden in a field. I guess I've heard this some 55. My daddy's 80, 86, just a great man of God. And I've heard this scripture preached all my life. One of my friends, he wrote a song on the pearl of great price. Preached for a little church in Texas. Preached for them about 33 years. That's the name of their church, Pearl of Great Price. Giving your all to win Jesus, to give your heart to Jesus. And how many know who he is, the Pearl of Great Price? He really is. But digging into that, I take nothing away from that. Strike nothing. He is. If anything's precious in this world, he's precious. If anything's dear to us, Jesus is dear to us. But digging into this one night, I begin to find some things. And if I could have your heart, your thoughts just for a few minutes. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like to a treasure hid in a field. And I saw two things in that scripture. I saw Jesus not only being the treasure and you finding him. I saw you being the treasure and him finding you. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like to a treasure hid in a field. If you go with me to Matthew 13:38, the field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. So there goes one part of it. The kingdom of heaven is like to a treasure hid in a field, that when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and he buyeth that field. I don't know about you, friend, but I wasn't able to buy him. He came looking for me. I mean, I couldn't afford him. I give him rags and he give me riches. I give him misery and he give me joy unspeakable and full of glory. I give him brokenness. I give him shattered dreams and tears and disappointments. Some of us facing suicide. Our world's falling apart. Our health falling apart. I didn't have a whole lot to give him. But I said, Lord, if you'll give me another chance, I'll live for you and I'll serve you. Hallelujah. Could you be that treasure? Hallelujah. He bought us. I remember those songs. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Hallelujah. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath that cleansing flood. 1 Corinthians 6:20, for ye are bought with the price. Therefore glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 7:23, you are bought with the price. Be ye not the servants of men. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. If you've ever watched any of our broadcasts, the big brother, one of my assistants or associates that sits right here, Brother Jerry, and Brother Jerry's got amazing testimony. But when he was lost and when he was living his other life about 25 years ago, he walked away from 6 cars totaled, walked away from barroom brawls, and Charles sits over on this side. Charles used to be a gambler, and a man stood over him about just a few feet away from him, shot at him 6 times, and not one of them touched him. And in the middle of the night, this going before me, thinking about this, and I've been pondering, Lord, how could Jerry walk away from a car wreck and when others hadn't? And how could Charles, somebody shoot hit him? And these men weren't in church preaching. They weren't speaking in tongues. They weren't full of the Holy Ghost. They were living another life. And then the Lord brought this scripture up. He said, till I found them, I hid them. Hallelujah. Till I bought them, I hid them. Hallelujah. 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 preparing my heart this afternoon to preach. Somebody in this room, you know why you couldn't die in that car wreck when you was drunk? He had a plan for you, and he said, till I buy you, I'm just going to hide you. Hallelujah. If you'd be honest, we've got friends that's gone. They died of a drug overdose, but you're still here. He said, I'll hide you till I buy you. Hallelujah. You could have died in a war or something, but the Lord said, no, I have a plan for you, and my hand's on your life, and I've got a call on your life, and I don't just love you when you're in the pulpit. I love you when you're in a mess, until I deliver you, till I bring you in, till I set you free. I'm not going to let the devil kill you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. I don't know if it's a son or a daughter, a husband or a grandchild, but the devil keeps telling you, I'm going to kill him. You need to pray till God just puts his hand on him and he'll hide him. They'll walk away from stuff that others won't walk away from. Hallelujah. Because of that out there, he sees a little old revival where they're going to come to an altar. He sees conviction's going to fall. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus is going to be applied. And he said, I'll just hide you. In Exodus 2:2, and the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. He'll just hide you. The Lord will just hide you. In Joshua 2:3-4, when the spies have come into Jericho, and the king of Jericho said unto Rahab, bring forth the men that are come to thee that are entered in thine house, for they become to search out the country. And the woman took the 2 men and hid them, and said thus, they came unto me, and I wist not where they were. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to lift your hands again and just say, Lord, you hid me. Hallelujah. You think you're here because you're a little strong or you're a little tougher, or it had nothing to do with luck. It had nothing to do with 4-leaf clovers. It had nothing to do with anything. It just had to do, the Lord said, I'm just going to hide you. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let this take you out, because I see you won't always drink. You won't always have a needle in your arm. You won't always be living another life. I see a little life that wants to live to me and come to me. And the devil would like to kill you before you find your destiny. He'd like to kill you before you repent, before conviction falls. But the Lord says, I'm not going to let you do it, devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll allow the car wreck, but I won't let it kill him. Hallelujah. I'll allow the storm, but I won't let it break you. Hallelujah. Somebody just ought to praise him out loud. Hallelujah. He hid you. He hid it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He just walked out through the field. He just walked down through that little old beer joint. And he said, that one's going to change, and that one's going to get under conviction, and that one. And I'm not going to let nothing happen to him. I'm going to protect them till I bring them to where they ought to be. Hallelujah. It's not by power and it's not by might, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. He's looking for pearls. He's just gone out to build his business, and he's looking for pearls. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save. Hallelujah. He came looking for me. He came looking for me to save that which was lost. Matthew 13:46, whoso when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Hallelujah. When he saw that pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Hallelujah. I believe we need to stop every once in a while. Just remember, he stepped away from where angels are crying, holy, holy, holy. He stepped away from majesty and honor. Hallelujah. And he took upon him the form of a man. Hallelujah. He didn't come to earth as a king. He didn't come as royalty. Hallelujah. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And I feel the Holy Ghost in here right now. Hallelujah. He walked among his own, and they didn't even recognize him, because they was looking for one to come in a royal chariot wearing a crown. Hallelujah. And I really like this. When he died 33 and a half years later, he didn't die in that Jewish temple. If he had, it would still been a lamb died for a Jewish people, but he suffered without the camp. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not going to let you crucify me. I'm not going to let this lamb be slain inside that temple. If I do, it'll just be for the Hebrews. Hallelujah. But I'm going to let you hang me up on a hill called Golgotha. We're just an old garbage dump, that whosoever will, let him come.
come. Whosoever will, let him come. Hallelujah. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come. If he's thirsty, let him come. If he wants a new beginning, let him come. If he's tired of the battle, let him come. If he can't carry it himself, let him come. If he knows about the break, let him come. If he don't see no way out, let him come. If the devil's saying it's over, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come. He suffered without the camp, that he might sanctify the people with his blood. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 This is the reason. This is the reason in John. As John's closing, and they came back to the garden, and he's not there. And he said, go tell my disciples and tell Peter. And he loves you daughters just as much as us precious brothers. You're just as important to him. There's neither male nor female. Hallelujah. There's not a race color. There's not a bloodline. We're the children of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But a little old woman reached to touch him. And Jesus backed up and he said, don't you touch me. And then just about seven verses later, Thomas reaches to touch him and he lets Thomas touch him. I went to prayer about that. I said, Lord, I don't understand that. Why would you not let Mary touch you, but you let Thomas touch you? And this Lord began to whisper to my spirit. He said, when Mary's trying to touch me, I'm not the shepherd, I'm the high priest. And the lamb has just been slain. And I'm holding that vial of blood. Hallelujah. And if she touches me, if flesh touches me, then the blood will be polluted. I've got to go before the throne and I've got to sprinkle it on the mercy seat. And then when Thomas touches me, it's already been done. I'm not in the office of an high priest then. I'm the shepherd of the lily of the valley. Oh, somebody ought to praise him out loud. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you go to Hebrews and he said he sprinkled, hallelujah, that once and for all, hallelujah. They're trying to find the red heifer. They're trying to rebuild the temple, hallelujah. But they'll never have to slay another lamb. A lamb has been slain. The price has been paid. I said the price has been paid. We are redeemed. We are forgiven. It is finished. All we're waiting on is the return of our King. All we're waiting on is the return of our Lord and Savior. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and he bought it. You know what it cost him? Take heed therefore to yourselves to the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer to feed the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. Hallelujah. Which he purchased. Don't you let the devil tell you you're nothing. You're bought by the blood. Don't you let the devil tell you you're a loser, failure. You're not going to make it. You're bought by the blood. Hallelujah. There's not a piece of gold as valuable as that blood. There's not a diamond or a ruby or a treasure as precious as that blood. Did you buy him or did he buy you? Matthew 13:46, who when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Now here's what I want to preach tonight. Remember me and my little wife 31 years ago looking for her little wedding ring and her little band after she had accepted my proposal. You go to a little jewelry store and he'll lay out a little piece of silk and he'll lay out rings for you, diamond rings for you to look at. But Jesus didn't go into a jewelry store and lay out a pretty piece of silk when he was looking for that pearl of great price. Hallelujah. Please, please think about this. Jesus did not buy the great preacher, Apostle Peter, who was so full of his power that even his shadow would touch people. Jesus bought a no cursing failure. And he made him into that man of God. Jesus did not purchase Apostle Paul, who shook the world and wrote about over half of the books of the New Testament.
Jesus bought that old Saul of Tarsus who was persecuting the church. Hallelujah. 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 And when he went and bought that pearl of great price, he didn't go into some jewelry store, but he went down into the very depths. Hallelujah. Into the very depths of the ocean, to the very depths of sin. And he didn't see that pearl just alone, but he saw it inside of that oyster. When others would have kicked it aside or threw it aside, he said, if I'll guard that one, if I'll buy that one, and if I'll just let it keep being what it's about to be. Hallelujah. There's a treasure inside it. Would you help me preach? Would you turn around and tell somebody there's a treasure inside of you bigger than the enemy wants you to realize? There's a treasure inside of you, little angel, bigger than the... Hallelujah. 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 Pearls don't come from silk jewelry counters, but they come out of stormy waters down to the deeps. Most of us come. Jonah cried. I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell. Hallelujah. Jonah 2 and 3, for thou hast cast me into the depth, into the midst of the sea. Jonah 2 and 5, the waters can pass me about even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope I can help everybody in here tonight. But two or three that's in a real battle, I just wish you'd tell the devil it's not over. He's making a pearl out of me. Somebody in the building that your nerves are racking and you ain't sleeping good and you feel like it's about to break you, tell the devil this thing ain't going to break me. Hallelujah. He's making a pearl out of me. He has a plan for me. He's not throwing me away. The devil say you're going too much. God told you away and he's give up on you. Hallelujah. We get anointed like this, we holler, get out of here, devil. Devil, hang around. I want you to know that I know that God's not give up on me. He's not throwing me away. He's not cast me aside, but he's letting his pressure come against me to create his character and his integrity in his heart inside of a people.
A natural pearl begins its life as a foreign object, as a parasite or a piece of shell that accidentally lodges itself inside of an oyster's soft inner body where it cannot be expelled. And to ease the irritation, the oyster's body takes defensive action and begins to secrete a smooth, hard crystal substance around that irritation in order to protect itself. I'm in a storm. I'm worried about my baby. I'm in a storm. They found a lump in my body. I'm in a storm. The factory's about to shut down. I'm in a storm. My nerves are under pressure. And the very thing that the devil thinks will break me, there's a place where I get in prayer. And it just begins to wrap it one layer at a time. Hallelujah. 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 I'm getting ahead of my message. But the very thing that the enemy's trying to break us with is the very thing that's creating this pearl. The very thing that the enemy thinks is going to get me out of church is the very thing that's driving me to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. It just releases a secret and call it narc, and it makes it one layer at a time. I don't want to face this alone. Quit being so hard on yourself. Quit beating yourself up all the time. I hear Jesus, my example, cry, I really don't want to go through this. I don't want people that I love to lie on me and betray me and walk away. I don't want a man that I've given his life to sell me for a dollar. I don't want to go through this. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Quit beating yourself up because you don't laugh through all of your battles. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to tell the devil, I'm still here. Yeah, I've cried, but I'm not in a crack house tonight. Yeah, I got a little down, but I'm not in a beer joint tonight. Yeah, I fought hell all night long, but devil, I'm still here. Quit beating yourself up. Quit condemning yourself and belittling yourself. You're children of God. You're the apple of his eye. You're his beloved. His banner's over you. His banner's over you. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Pastor, I cried when I found this. I enjoyed this little study for a lady that would have about a 16-inch pearl necklace, or for one that would have 60, 80, or 100 pearls on it. I never knew any of this until I was prayed and studied for this message. That master necklace builder, he'll get out as many as 2,000 or 3,000, 6,000, 8,000, and he'll start separating them. They'll say, no, listen, don't go with that necklace. Don't mean it's a bad pearl. Just mean it don't fit here.
He'll use it somewhere else. It just don't fit here. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody ought about be shouting right now. I wonder how many God picked over to put you here with this man of God. I wonder how many he said, no, I got another plan for that one. I got another plan for that. But I want you on this necklace. I'm about to shout now. I want you on this bracelet. This is where I'm putting you. This is where I'm placing you. You won't fit over there. You won't fit over there. This is where I'm putting you. Hallelujah. 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 Pastor, I wonder how many he'll slide around. He'll say, no, not that one. But I want you here, and I want you here, and I want you here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, somebody ought to praise him out loud. Somebody ought to praise him out loud. Hallelujah. He'll pick through 1,000 pearls, and he'll slide this one, and slide this one. He'll slide this one, and he'll slide that one. He'll say, but this, he's making up his jewels. He's making up his jewels. There's real and there's the fake. There's the imitation, the cultured pearls that are responds of the shell to a tissue that's implanted. I won't be mean. And I was flipping through. We don't have cable or satellite, and you have your station where you got a share. Must have had 10 Christian channels. And I flipped through. One of them was telling us how to get rich. One of them was having a comedy skit. One of them was selling water. And I thought, if I'm a lost man in this hotel, my home's left, my health's gone, got a gun ready to blow my brains out, would I found anything to tell me that there's a God that loves me? Would I found anything to tell me? Hallelujah. I won't be mean, but there's so much imitation out there. And the sad thing, this is what the world's promoting. You ought to make up your mind. I'm going to be real. I want to be real. Lord, I want to be real. Jesus, I want to be real. Would somebody say that out loud? Lord, I want to be real. I want to be real. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We was raised real poor. I mean real poor. 12 years old before we had an inside bathroom. But as a little old bitty boy, I always wanted something real. I'd rather have a real BB gun as a toy 30-06. I'd rather have something real. I want something phony to put on. It don't have to be the finest or the biggest or the best. But God, give me something real. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Feel the anointing of God in this house tonight. Hallelujah. You ought to lift your voice. Say, God, I want to be real for you. I don't want to be phony. I don't want to be a put on. I don't want somebody to have to teach me to speak in tongues. I want the Holy Ghost to follow me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to learn it in my closet. I want to draw nigh to God. I want to seek God. I want to hunger for the Lord. Some imitation pearls are called shell pearls, or just shatters that's been glued and put together. Some are made of glass. I like this. I didn't know this. If any pearl that's been struck, you can get a certain light, and you can shine through that light and look through it with a magnifying glass. And when you're looking down through that, oh, this will preach. When you're looking down through it, if it's just a pretty, pretty, just a pretty straight line through it, it's imitation. But when you look to it, if you see one layer and 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 one layer, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Pastor, I love you singing. I love your heart. Hallelujah. But you didn't come to the altar yesterday and get here one layer at a time. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Son, one layer at a time. Ain't no shortcuts. Ain't no easy way, hallelujah, to get from where you are to where that man of God is. One layer at a time. Hallelujah. Next time that storm comes, next time that battle comes, quit telling the devil ain't going to make it. Grin at him, say, one layer at a time. Hallelujah. When I get to this, I'm going to have another layer. When I get to this, I may cry a week. I may cry a month. But when I get to this, I'm going to have another layer. I'm going to be hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I get to this storm, I can't sleep. I can't rest. I'm trying to hold on. But when I get to this, there's going to be another layer. I'm going to be a little more like him. I'm going to walk a little more like him. I'm going to look a little more like him. They're going to be holding him a little more in my life. One layer at a time. 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 Now I really love this man of God. And I don't want to overstep my bounds. But you got to understand this pastor. As far as I know, all my research and study, there's only three in the world, in the natural. But in the spirit, there's one in every church. And it's the pastor. And this word is called a pearl pillar. Now, used to, they would discard the pearls when they were imperfect. Or they had a habit, or they had a problem. They would just discard them. But there's three pearl pillars in the world. And he'll take that pearl that others would have discarded. And real gently, there's a certain lubrication he'll put on it. And he'll begin to peel it one layer at a time. I feel an anointing. I want to be careful. But everybody's not coming speaking in tongues. And everybody's not coming looking like you. They've been in another world out there. And it ain't the evangelist's job to change them. It ain't your job to change them. There's some stuff God's going to give this pastor. He'll just be preaching away, and he'll just drop one sentence, and that man will go home. Hallelujah. 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 I'm about to shout right now. Hallelujah. 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 And God will give this man of God. He gives him authority to peel. And you're liable to go home some nights crying and say, man, Brady got on my toes. He did more than that. He's peeling some stuff off of you. But next week, you're going to look a little more like Jesus. And you're going to walk. I'm about to shout right now. Hallelujah. 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 But it's up to that father, that man of God in that house. It's up to him to pull and to deal with issues. It's his vision that the Lord has given to him. The pearls made one layer at a time. This storm, but he's healing me. This battle, but he's fighting for me. This hurt, but he's holding me. This test, but he's bringing me through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Genesis 50:20, Joseph's standing there and he's wiping a tear. He said, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it on to good. God meant it on to good to bring to pass to this day that it should keep much people alive. Can I tell somebody what Satan wanted to destroy you with? And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, who are the called according to his purpose. We know that God moves into it. In 1927, as late as 1927, one string of pearls in New York City had bought almost a whole block. It was of such value. Such pure value. By 1947, there were so many fake and imitations on the market. So much junk on the market that it lowered the value. There was a time in the United States of America, a man of God just didn't walk in church. He walked in any store. There was respect and reverence. There was a time that when a pastor, a man of God, a preacher, lost people respected him. But from the money to the womanizing to the homosexuality that's been exposed, they've saw so much cheap that in the eyes of America, it's lowered the value. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's real strange. God really has a way of tying this together. 1947 and 1948 was after Azusa Street, and the foundation of all was when these individual evangelists come out, and for about 7 years they shook America. Then it began to fade away. Got to competing with each other and trying to have a bigger tent and a bigger ministry, and it faded away. So as of now, and please hear this, as of now, the pearls of greatest value are not those that's raised on the beaches, in the cages. It's not those that are raised where a man implants something and sends them through a training and tries to make them, but off the islands of Fiji. They say the caverns are up to 5 miles deep. The stormiest waters in the ocean. When they get divers to go down and they bring the oysters of pearls back, they still have their original value. Hallelujah. 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 Could I tell somebody? You ought to tell the devil, I didn't have a nervous breakdown. I didn't lose my mind. I didn't run the car over the cliff. I held on. I came on through it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They don't know all of any of our stories. They don't know all you've been through. They don't know all the tears you've cried. They don't know how close you came to the breaking point. But God will not allow you to be tempted above that which you're able to bear. But in your temptation, He will make a way that you might escape. Hallelujah. Real valuable pearls come out of deep stormy waters. Real valuable pearls. Hallelujah. If your life's been easy and a bed of roses, please come back Sunday morning. This pastor will preach to you. But if you fought hell, I want to tell you, valuable pearls come out of stormy waters. If it looked like you wasn't going to make it, I want to tell somebody, valuable pearls come out of stormy waters. Hallelujah. If your face is being up against the wall and you didn't know which way to turn, I want to tell somebody, valuable pearls come out of stormy waters. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead, stand to your feet, begin to worship Him. It's not the end of your story. It's not the end of your story. This night in the caverns, it's not the end of your story. This battle you're going through, it's not the end of your story. This trial is about to break you. It's not the end of your story. This test that you're facing, it's not the end of your story. Of all the... Hallelujah. 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 Of all the million, would you slip out of your seat and begin to walk and stand in these altars and lift your little hands? Would you head this way? Could we just stand here? But all the millions of Hebrews that have been born and live for the Lord, you know the ones we talk about? We talk about three little old Hebrew boys. You know the Bible stories we tell our babies? Three Hebrew boys. Hallelujah. The pearls that came from the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. 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 You know who we talk about? We talk about the Daniels. Hallelujah. We don't talk about the Daniel in the king palace. We talk about the Daniel in the lion's den. Hallelujah. 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 If I've ever heard from the Lord, I hear the Lord speak to my heart that there's some storms that be represented in this house tonight. But you just need to serve notice on the devil. You ain't big enough to break me, or you'd have done it last week. You ain't big enough to destroy me, or you'd have done it last year. You're not big enough to get me out of His hand. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, go ahead and lift your voice today. Go ahead and lift your voice today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Quit beating yourself up. There's supposed to be a storm every once in a while. Quit beating yourself up. This is not heaven. He said, if you live for me, you'll suffer at times. If you live for me, you're going to be hated. If you live for me, you're going to be rejected. If you live for me, you're going to fight the devil. But greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. I come to tell you, God's not mad at you. I come to tell you, God's not trying to get you. God's not trying to hurt you. I tell you, He's going to bring you through. He's going to raise you up. He's going to renew you. He's going to refresh you. He's going to restore you. He's going to mend you. He's going to heal you. He's going to finish what He started. I said He's going to finish what He started. I said He's going to complete what He has started in your life. He's going to bring you through. He's looking for a pearl tonight. He's seeking for a pearl of great price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While this anointing's in here, turn around and join hands with somebody. Pray, God, bring them through everything they're facing. If you've ever prayed, pray your heart out right now. They storms in here you don't know about. They tears that you've not seen fall to the floor. There's hurts and there's heartaches and there's pain. But there's a God that's giving strength in here tonight. There's a God that wants to renew in here tonight. There's a God in here to refresh in us tonight. And they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. And they that wait on the Lord will mount up his wings as eagle. And they that wait on the Lord will run and not be weary. And they that wait on the Lord will walk and not faint. He's here to renew us tonight. He's here to strengthen us tonight. He's here to help us tonight. Hallelujah. I don't like to mess with him, but somebody ought to tell the devil, I ain't quitting. I ain't giving up. I'm not going under. I'm holding on. Hallelujah. He's working on me. He's breaking something out of me. He saw me. Oh, go ahead, friend. Something's moving in this house. Go ahead and reach for the Lord. Something's moving in this house. Go ahead and lift your voice. This is your night for a breakthrough. Lift your voice to Jesus. Lift your voice to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's out of the depths. It's out of fire furnaces and lions, dear. It's out of cliffs and valleys and lonely nights and crying all night long where pearls of great prices are found. It's out of trials and tribulations and hurts and heartaches. It's out of rejections, brokenness and pain. Hallelujah. Lift your voice to him, dear friend. Raise your voice to Jesus. Hallelujah. Would somebody just cry out, bring me through, Lord. Finish the work you started in my life. Bring me through, God. Bring me through, Lord. Finish what you started in my life. I thought you was mad at me, Lord. I thought you'd forgot me. I've looked on my left and I couldn't find you. And I've looked on my right. I'd go to church and others blessed and I didn't feel nothing. And I thought you'd forgot me. I thought I'd hurt you and you was mad at me. But I realized tonight, Lord, you're creating a pearl in my character. You're making something in me, Lord. One layer at a time. One layer at a time. One layer at a time. Somebody go ahead and pray. There's victory in here tonight. We got to reach just a little further. There's victory in here tonight. I declare unto you, he that started a good work in you, he's going to finish it. I reaffirm to you, he didn't teach you to swim to let you drown. If he brings you to it, he'll bring you to it. He's going to finish what he started. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Penny, would you come over here with Brother Eddie?